you ever eat it when it just come out of the cone?
No, yes, one time. I take it back. One time. That's good. And it was really good. I have one time.
It's so different. They pep it up with something else, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, and it really is like sugar if you sold sugar and it wasn't already, if it didn't come in packages or something and you just weighed it out of the barrel, just say you were selling that sugar, it wasn't packaged, but it was sold.
Book.
Yeah, you sell it like that.
In the book.
And what do you call the sweet stuff that you make by boiling sugar and juice from apples or peaches or something like that, and you put it on your toast in the morning.
Preserves or jelly?
Yeah, that's something like that.
Preserves or jelly.
And on your table to season your food with, you'd have just the little shakers.
Salt and pepper?
Yeah, that's
salt and pepper.
And if you were eating a cherry, the part on the inside that you don't eat, that's called a
kernel.
And on a peach, the inside part that you don't eat is called
seed.
And then you said that it was a freestone. Now that's the kind that
makes a part.
Now the other kind, you call that
a clean.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the
clean or freestone, I guess that's what you call it.
Yeah, that's the distinction there.
Yeah.
What about the kind of nut that you make a Cairo nut pie out of?
Pecans?
I was in Harrison at this lady's house, and she said she was going to give me a Cairo nut pie, and so I said, a piece of it, and she's a friend of my aunt's, and I said, oh, fine. And I thought it was the pecans, because that's all I'd ever thought they made. It was walnuts.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like walnuts, I didn't know what to say, because I thought it was going to be pecans. And I took a bite, and there's walnuts, and I didn't know what to say.
Well, really, I never made a walnut pie.
I never had heard of it. I never did either.
But now, I'd think a hickory nut would come near tasting better than a walnut for a pie.
I bet it wouldn't.
I never did taste one, but I just can't imagine it being good.
I didn't think I liked it very much.
No.
The kind of fruit that grows in Florida that they make juice out of.
Orange.
And then in the garden, those little red vegetables that you dig up, that they're kind of peppery tasting. The little ones that are about that big, they're a root vegetable. Red on the outside, white on the inside.
Radish?
Yeah, that's what. And then the other thing, the big red thing that you cut up and put in salad.
Oh.
With the seeds on the inside.
Tomato?
Yeah, did you ever know people growing little tiny?
Yes, they had some down here at this dinner today.
Oh, they did?
Didn't they? Uh-huh.
What do they call those?
Tomatoes.
Now, you told me that you grew potatoes and onions. You mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
What about sweet potatoes?
Did
they?
Oh, yes, they were very prolific and easy to grow.
Uh-huh. But, they were.
Yes, they're easy to grow. Just as easy as a nice potato. All you got to do is just set them out and wait till they mature and dig them. They're just and they're prolific. They make lots of potatoes.
Well, now what about the kind of onions that you eat? You pull them when they're young, you know.
Just a green onion.
Yeah,
I think.
Soup or something, what kind of vegetables would you put in it?
When,
or your mother, when she'd be making a soup, what would she put in
her? Let's see, she'd put tomatoes and onions, and sometimes if she had peas or beans or something like that cooked, she'd just put a little bit of this, that, and the other, just a vegetable soup.
Uh-huh,
just,
that would be,
hashed potatoes. And
did she ever put okra?
Yeah, just a little bit. She never would probably make it too slick.
Oh.
You know, of course, slick as can
oh,
be.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put too much, it'll be kind of ropey, you know, and that's
yeah.
not good.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It might taste better than it looks, but it don't look good.